Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
Welcome back to the Tool World podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
How's it going, Mr. Ju?
It's going okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's on the agenda today?
Well, firstly, we should talk a little bit about the summit. Yeah. That's, I don't know, maybe 5 months now. So we're going to be putting out a little bit more information. And hopefully, you guys can all join us in Hawaii.
That's right. It'll be fun.
It'll be lots of fun. So check out the link below, and you guys can get some more information about it. Hopefully, it'll kind of be up by the time we record this. Or it's going to be coming out soon.
Those that don't know about the summit, it's our... We usually try to get some of our higher-ranking instructors to help out our students. Mm-hmm.
It's our own seminar.
Grandmaster Wheatley said he'll be out there.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be in Hawaii this year. That's very exciting.
Sit out on the beach.
That's right. Drinking a
pina
colada.
No. Water.
Mai Tai? Oh, water.
Mai Tai, Tai, Tai.
Anyways, today...
you can see I don't drink too much.
Yeah. Today we're going to be talking about Tongil. That's what you want to talk about.
Yeah.
And what kind of...
Well, I think we have talked about Tongil before.
Long time ago. I think it was so long we were doing this podcast at home.
Mm.
In our chairs. And it didn't have a video at the time.
Well, you know, there's a lot of activity going on. North Korea, South Korea, Tongil. Sounds like it's a good topic.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't you go ahead and lead us into that? What is the definition of Tongil?
Tongil, reunification of, I think it's just reunification, right?
The reunification of North and South Korea.
General Che's last wish.
Last pattern?
Last pattern as well.
Right.
I think it also is stated that it's it was always the last pattern to be developed.
Mm.
So... Even when it was developed, it was always originally stated to be the last one.
Tongil. His goal. I mean, that was his goal.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. Tongil is, the pattern diagram is a straight straight line, vertical straight line.
It is vertical.
And you had a good point about that. We kind of talked offline about that.
I know. I was saying that, you know, North and South Korea is vertical, so what if it was like side to side? North and South was more like East and West.
Like Germany was?
Germany? Would it be more like Poan?
Would it have been that way? Maybe. Who knows? Or you just turn your head sideways.
Yeah. Anyway, so what was your thoughts on Tongil? Why did you want to bring it up this week?
Well, I thought it was interesting. I mean, yeah, I think a lot of times we think of it as, you know, the unification of North and South Korea. That's okay. No problem. But then, you know, you think about, like, unification. Can we not, can we not try to be more unified? I mean, so, for instance, we have a lot of disputes, regardless of political ideas or whatever, even within our own country or even within our own organization. Can we come, is there a way to unify and become more cohesive, more together? And I think that idea... is valid in our everyday life as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at Tongil and the history, how did that come about?
Well, that always comes about from the splitting of North and South Korea.
Right, after World War II.
Right. And would you say that is also, obviously we're not historians, nor
we're not really
the guys to ask about history.
There's
but Taekwondo also was the result of Japan invading Korea.
Say that again.
Taekwondo is a result of Japan invading Korea.
Oh, yeah,
because
absolutely.
Because not only did General Che learn...
Taekyon.
But he also knew karate.
Shotokan
karate. And Taekyon had also disappeared at that time because they wanted them to learn
The
Japanese way, right?
Right.
And I guess you could infer that Taekwondo, because of those actions and because of North and South Korea splitting... is a result of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of interesting because the ideology is just the way we think, right? Mm-hmm. Or the political climate. I think North Korea was given to the Russians after World War II mm-hmm. to kind of be, to rebuild the country in a way, I guess.
Right.
And the United States was there to help South Korea. That's mm-hmm. kind of what, and there, then you got that, the split really, mm-hmm. because of the political ideology right. between the two countries, or the world leaders, I guess you would say that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, yeah, just different ideology and just different. And but people are people. And I think that's what General Che was trying to say, is we can unify. Mm-hmm. And his hope was to use Taekwondo as a way to have that unification. Mm-hmm. But I think that's true with a lot of things. I mean, even in America, we have left ideas and right ideas. Mm-hmm. All right, maybe cut that one out.
Well, let me ask you this. So we have you have ITF Taekwondo, and you have WT as well,
right?
And you know, there's a lot of people out there and a lot of schools that actually do both,
right?
And they compete in both,
right?
And then some of them are ride or die ITF, and some are ride or die WT. Obviously, you're not going to be able to merge ITF and WT or merge the ITF organizations together just because of how far we are gone. Well, but is there anything wrong to do complete Taekwondo? Will you do both ITF and WT?
Well, I guess that depends. It depends on, because they are different thinking in a way, right? Mm-hmm. And yes and no, I guess. It's kind of like, can you do all different kinds of martial art? Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm. But would you ever really be an expert in one or the other? You might be pretty good. Mm-hmm. With all, maybe, but would you be the expert? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I don't know if that's really possible. I think it depends on what your goal is. When you look at like today's martial art, mixed martial art, where the ideas have different ideas of martial art, mm-hmm. that's good, right? Mm-hmm. It's good in many ways. It's good for UFC. It's mm-hmm. good for, you know, it seems like it's great for self-defense. I wouldn't say that that's the best. I mean, mm-hmm. it just depends on how you look at things. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, if you really want to study about something specifically in detail, you have to spend a lot of time, mm-hmm. right? And so, can I do WT and ITF? Yeah, just depends on your goal, right? I think the people that I know that kind of do that, the majority of them do WT for a specific reason. Maybe it's for being in the Olympics, or maybe it's more for that competition. Mm-hmm. And the sparring's different, right?
Right.
I mean, it's hard to have ITF people go in and do a WT sparring competition, because the rules are different, right? You have to get accustomed to that, where mm-hmm. you have to wear the hogu and, you know, the chest protector, and ITF we don't, and you know, it's like, okay, and that's a good point. Why do we not wear a chest protector in the ITF? Someone asked me that.
Mm. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, the thoughts is really that we are only playing, and not to hurt our friend, and so we should have control. If mm-hmm. I'm throwing a kick, I can control that technique and not destroy you. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you can't really hurt people when you really lay it into them. Mm-hmm. And so the chest protector is a pearls to help protect that, right? So, but if you've ever been kicked really hard, mm-hmm. no matter what, mm-hmm. and you can still deliver, you know, a lot of energy.
Right.
And the chest protector doesn't necessarily help that much, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that's my opinion. But it's also different because when you wear stuff like that, it's kind of like wearing sparring equipment. You feel like you're more safe. Mm-hmm. And so you do different things differently than when you spar without it. But you should be able to spar without gear anyway. And gear kind of makes you do certain things, right? If I have a chest protector, then I feel like I don't have to protect my chest because mm-hmm. I'm protected. Well, in competition, mm-hmm. but what happens out on the street, you know? I remember a senior instructor, and he did a lot of boxing. And when he didn't have the gloves on, guess what happened? His his thumbs were kind of sticking up. Mm-hmm. And that was because you wear gloves, and so the thumbs kind of do that. And so you get in the habit. So when you don't have that, those gloves on, it's your hands form that position. Mm-hmm. And so when you're out on the street, do you go, oh, I'm on the street, I don't have gloves, do I change it differently? Oh, I'm on the street, I don't have my chest protector, should I put my hands up, right? Mm-hmm. And what I always say this, we never rise to the occasion, we fall back to our lowest level of training. And so however we train, that's the way it's going to be, mm-hmm. right? And so I think we got sidetracked here.
I was just thinking that too.
What were we
well, we're talking about the hogu.
We're talking about
the hogu and the difference.
right, and so can we unify? To a certain degree, yes, I think we can. Mm-hmm. But they're different ideology, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a happy medium? I think it can be a happy medium, but then you've just got some things that are going to be left out. So in the previous podcast, we talked about the straight kick. I don't know if WT actually even do that, or is it just an axe kick? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or is it too extreme to be calling all these little ideas into such micro detail definitions, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, they're very similar. I mean, why not just call all inward downward kick, outward downward kick, pig shape kick, straight kick? Why don't you just call them all axe kick? Mm-hmm. You could do that.
Circular axe kick.
Circular axe
straight
kick.
Straight axe kick.
Yeah.
Low axe kick. Behind axe kick. All you can do that too.
Yeah, I'm just saying that when you're not it takes a lot of study and a lot of training to like define that. And I just don't know if I have enough time to do that and that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, there is a medium, right?
Right.
I mean, you can kind of come together, but there's still going to be this extreme right and extreme left kind of idea.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Let's go back to Tong Yeo a little bit about the reunification. A lot of times it's interesting because you say like Taekwondo is one of the last traditional martial arts that you have, right?
I kind of think
you think that's true. And you know, that's interesting because people don't just, you can't just make it up. I mean, yeah, you can just like make something up, but it won't gain that kind of ground, right? But if you kind of look at like world events, it has to have like some life, big event has to happen. Like for example, North and South Korea split, and that kind of, I'm gonna say, is gonna be one of the reasons why Taekwondo kind of came about. You have things like Capoeira, where they're, I think they were like slaves,
right?
And they wanted to develop this martial art that looks like dancing.
That's a way they could practice.
Right, and that's a way to practice,
right.
And so. You know, these martial arts don't just come about, but something big can happen,
and
something might come from it.
Right. So do you think that mixed martial art is a new martial art, or is it just a mixed martial art?
I'd probably say that's just a sport.
A sport?
You know.
No style?
No style.
What's your style?
Yeah.
My style? The art of fighting without fighting.
All right, let us know your thoughts on reunification, Tong Yeo, Hogu system, all those different stuff. And as always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Take one.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.